You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste like.
Now we've got the Archangel of Radio, Spider,
Dawn Dada,
and
Star B.
Yeah.
I know I've been away, on the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio.
That's right, turn your radios up. Welcome to another edition of YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyles. We are your favorite stations, the coolest show on the radio. Welcome to another hour of power. I got my girl Star Beezy, my girl Wendy in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Turn up.
Yeah, you know what it is. Tattoo T, what's going on, man?
Feeling good, feeling great.
Yeah, today we have an awesome show for y'all.
We sure do.
I mean, we got a blockbuster. We always try to keep it new and improved. We try to keep it to the street. We got Grammy nominated, never duplicated, try to be reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? We got Torica in the house, man. We're going to have a beautiful time, man. It's going to be a great show, man. So
everybody, we have some new music for you all.
Like always. And, you know, if anything that you miss, you can always check us out on the web at www.yulradio.com. You can always check us out on Twitter at myyulradio. And
every other link is on our website, yulradio.com.
And we actually answer our tweets. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the fans who do the social media thing. I'm starting to get into that now. You can actually
You have 50 followers now?
Yeah. I'm gonna start. You know what? You know what? I can have a bunch more, but I don't wanna get too crazy on it yet. I think I might have to get like an alter ego, then I'm gonna just snap. It's some stuff people say on Twitter I want to say so bad.
Yeah.
But I don't want to connect it to my name.
You got to have it, Beyonce.
Shout out to Twitter where anybody can be everything.
True.
You know, it's like the Army. You ain't even got to sign up. You can be all you want to be on Twitter.
Be like the Army. Be all you can be.
Yesterday I was Kobe.
Damn, bro. Well, yeah, y'all keep it locked. We have Tori because she will be in the building. And it's going to be a great show. So keep it locked here, YULradio.com.
We are your favorite station.
Yeah.
Big boy.
The world shakes unharmed, one calm in the middle of the storm. Bomb, flow tsunami, ring the alarm. Big white for dummies, come and get some. Wisdom, like your back teeth. I get the on like some bad cheese. Negative energy, not tolerated. You all about a dollar, and I'm exonerated. Free falling, Tom Petty, heartbreaker. Living legend, rap scholar, art major. Because I make major art, like Beethoven, Van Gogh, or Mozart. So don't start around these parts. We reign supreme and stay Krispy Kreme clean. Blue jeans, Jordans, number three, that's important.
Careful how they play it cards.
To say take your time. Well, I'm a pickpocket when I design rhymes. Every little step I take like Bob Brown. It's so profound that when I throw those nouns, we gon' get low, low down until we get backed up by everything gravy, taters mashed up. You know I keep a full plate and a full thing of hot ones, throwaways that are eights, but everything straight leads. I got everything I can't need. Me, boy, I'm everything you can't see. Like three blind mice on the chase of some great cheese. Some cheddar man say he got them great trees. Say he served me and my nigga 3G. Fatigues, Jordans, number five, these niggas boring.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Ricky Iglesias.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
What it is? What's going on, everybody? This is Neo.
Hey, y'all. This is your girl, EVE, and you're listening
to YouYRadio.com.
Turn your radios up. Hey, yo, turn it up.
36 Mafia.
What's up? It's Kelly Rowland.
Yes, sir. Check it out. It's your boy, Fabulous. Let me know, y'all.
So don't touch that dial.
You're rocking.
YouYRadio.com.
Alert. Alert. Clear all channels.
The
future. Are you so sexy? You think you got it made? You smile when you like it away from me. You're talking out two sides of your face. I'm supposed to go along, not okay. I'm so guarded, I've been hurt. See, I'm so cold now, someone burnt me. Yeah, I like you, yeah, you like me. But I can see you.
Hi, this is Hanan, and I am listening to YULRadio.com, Zion the Archangel, and he's always keeping the ladies happy.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashanti, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car. Roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
Yeah.
Zion.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn.
Are you kidding me? Come to my chamber.
You can count on me.
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leafs. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
It's showtime, man. Welcome back, YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyles, your favorite station. I am your homeboy, Spider-Man. I'm joined in the studio with my homegirls, Dada, Epiphany. What's going down? All right, today, y'all know we always try to bring you something fresh, something hip. Y'all should see her in the studio today. Grammy nominated, swag to the fullest. What's going on? What's introduce yourself?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Torica. And thank you for that introduction. That was just so lovely.
Yeah,
no pressure. A lot of people know me from Phil Mobb's Sick of Being Lonely. So that was my first professional recording, my first Grammy nomination, my first time ever hearing myself on like national radio. So that song like set the tone for my career. And the rest of history, here we are today.
All right. First and foremost, let me get the social media out of the way before I get killed. Yes. Give me all your information, your Twitter, you got Instagram, how can we follow you?
Yes, my Twitter is @Torica, T-O-R-I-C-A. My Instagram is Torica Music. My YouTube channel is Torica Music. My Facebook is Torica Music. My SoundCloud is Torica
Music. It's good to keep it simple.
Exactly. I don't need people typing in all kinds of stuff and they take 30 minutes to find me.
Right.
I need them to find me right away.
Right, because we actually had a publicist come in here one day. She's like, why do rappers do that? Like, they got like 8 different names. Then you got to remember all this. Like, make it simple.
Exactly.
So people can, so they can get your Instagram, your Facebook, and all that. Then you have, okay.
Yeah, people have enough to worry about.
Right.
So I don't want to be the stress. I want them to be like, oh, let me T-O-R-C. There should be. And my website is iamtorica.com.
All right. First of all, I'm loving the outfit. You want to explain somewhere? You into fashion? You want-
I'm a shopaholic.
I was watching that on... What's that, Bravo the other day?
Yeah, that's a serious condition on those shows.
No, it really is.
That was like, if it's my rent or this dress, I was like, wow.
It's my marriage.
I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, but you like to shop.
I love shopping. I don't really know any women who don't, but for me, being an artist, what I'm wearing and how I'm wearing it is very much a part of who I am. But just outside of being an artist, just period, I'm just like a shopaholic. Like, I'll be online like trying to send business emails and then I'll get that message from, whatever store that happened. And they're
your
like, hey, here's a coupon. I'm like, hold this business email to the side. Let me see these shoes right quick. Yeah.
So, I hear that.
It's crazy.
So how's the industry been treating you?
It's been treating me very well, actually. I can't really complain, but I do attribute my experience in the business to, from the beginning, like when someone throws a kid in the pool and they can't swim, you just gotta figure it out to not drown. So it's like a sink or swim for me.
Okay.
But I appreciate it because I learned a lot of things from watching other people. I got to work with a lot of very successful people in this business. And, I'm very absorbent. Like, I listen to everybody. I learn something from everybody I meet. Or at least I try to anyway. So, since my first song being really big and taking off and me not expecting everything, I kind of learned. I learned a lot faster than a lot of other people. Some people get in the business and they're able to like grow and progress. But in the first year, I had to just learn real quick and like go. Like there wasn't any time to think and try to process everything. So where I am now is a result of all of the experiences leading up to,
Let me ask you, who do you listen to? When you get in your car, who's Tori to listen to?
I don't think people would be super surprised. People that know me wouldn't be surprised that I listen to a lot of rap. Like, I love hip hop. So I'm a big MMG fan. I have Rick Ross's new album. I just downloaded Meek Mill's album last night. I haven't listened to it yet, but
he was at the club last night too. Shout out, to Meek Mill. He all right.
Yes, shout out to my people over at Mansion. I used to work there.
Oh, did you?
Uh huh.
Yeah, Teflon, all them.
Yeah, Teflon is my people's. But I listen to rap. I do like the only country music I listen to is Martina McBride.
Mm-hmm.
She's a dope artist.
Yeah.
She's so dope, you gotta whisper. Like, she's so dope. No, for real. If I have an opportunity to work with somebody like that, I would love to work with her. I also have Anita Baker, her greatest hits.
Everybody got Anita Baker.
And Sade. Those are like my favorite two artists. And I downloaded Brandy's CD. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm a big fan of her.
I heard it was really good.
I have heard a couple songs
and they're really good.
Go ahead, Moesha. Brandy made it. I don't know why.
Why you sound like her uncle? Like, go ahead, Moesha. That's my baby.
I'm such a big Brandy fan. I couldn't wait to come back, man.
But yeah, I love Brandy.
All right. Let me ask you, as far as advice, like you said, you had when you jumped in the game, it wasn't like everybody else. You had to sink or swim. Mm-hmm. To a lot of ladies, you know, this Atlanta, they're trying to get in the game.
Right.
You got a lot of guys out here that's telling them this and that. What is your advice to a young lady who can sing, who is looking for her way, like an avenue? What type of advice do you have for her?
Well, first off, you know, it's more to this business than just being talented. It's more than just being able to sing. It's more than just being pretty. It's more than just being able to hold a mic in your hand. It's so much work. And if you're not prepared to work, this is not the business for you. Like, what you see, the 3-minute songs you hear on the radio, the 3-minute videos you see on 106 and Park, it's so much work that goes into that. Like, before you even see those videos, it's hours and hours and hours of sitting in the studio, sitting in on mixing sessions, sitting in on mastering sessions. So my advice to anybody that's really trying to seriously be in the music business is study your craft. If you're a songwriter as well as a singer, remix songs that are already out, because the true test of a songwriter is if you can rewrite something that you're already familiar with, then you're pretty much on your way. As an artist, you got to do showcases, you got to network, you got to be in the streets, you got to be meeting people, and find a producer that you can gel with and just start building your catalog.
All right. Well, we're about to get into a couple of your songs. Okay. Now, this one coming up, I'm Only Human.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Explain a little bit about I'm Only Human.
I'm Only Human was a song that originally I was going to write and give it away, but then the more I listened to it and the more personalized it became, I just decided this is a song I really want to put out for me because it represents who I am. I'm human. I'm a woman. I'm, you know, an artist, but I'm not perfect and I make mistakes and I'm just like you and you're just like me. So it's also kind of like my ode to celebrities who are under such heavy media scrutiny that, you know, people just expect too much out of them. Nobody's perfect.
I hear you. Well, here it is. We'll be back in a second. Why are you at radio?
I just wanna be nobody. Wanna leave the house without my bodyguard. No hair to fix, no makeup squad. Wanna do me, no entourage. No paparazzi following me. Trying to get a flick for a magazine. No privacy, just let me breathe. Why I gotta be this way?
I'm just saying I don't like my life. I'm just saying that it might be nice to be regular, superstar. You need a break no matter who you are. I'm just saying I don't like my life. I'm just saying that it might be nice to be regular, superstar. You need a break no matter who you are. Why can't they just let me be who I wanna be? When I walk out my door, man, nobody knows me. Won't speak my mind without making headlines. No one. Crazy deadlines and so much pressure. Gotta sell records, gotta be perfect. This interview, I ain't feeling it. My music reaches one person, then it makes everything worth it. No pain, no gain, and the price of fame.
I'm just saying I don't like my life. I'm just saying that it might be nice to be regular, superstar. You need a break no matter who you are.
I'm just saying I don't like my life. I'm just saying that it might be nice to be regular, superstar. You need a break no matter who you are. Why can't they just let me be who I wanna be? When I walk out my
No one understands. I'm only human.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to
Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, check it out. It's your boy Akon.
This is Carrie Hilson.
Yo, this Rule, baby.
What up, y'all? This is Jeremiah. And you announce.
Hi, everyone. This is Shakira.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Pink.
Hey, what's up? Yo, it's the Kid 50 Cent.
You listen to
YULradio.com.
Yo, this is Buck the Rob.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Khalees.
Yo, what the deal? This is Ja Rule.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
And we're just getting started.
They said another gave you money.
Young Urban Lifestyle.
YULradio.com.
You thought you were fly, that is until we walked in. I'm with my faith vibe and all of us is a team. A team, I had to say it again. We rockin' DVF, YSL, and Lubuntians. We stuntin' so hard on them that it should be a sin. DJ Khaled said it best, cause all we do is win. Win. Stand in line, hop out the whip, walking in. And we skipping the bar, VIP bottle popping in. Popping, had to repeat it again. We pop up, pop, pop. So many rosé is sponsoring. And we are not impressed by your rims or your diamonds. Cause the shoes on our feet cost more than the shoes on your beans.
Yeah, and we're back. YUL Radio, your favorite station, favorite station. Now, jumping right back into it, let me ask you, what do you like better? You like writing songs or you like being an artist?
I hate this question. Every time I'm asked this question, I hate it even more. No, I'm just kidding. I would definitely say I can't choose between the two, but I'll explain the difference between the two.
Okay.
As an artist, there's nothing more rewarding than performing your song on stage and seeing people embrace it and how they're interacting to it, and people singing along, or people coming up to me saying, oh my God, I love this song, it made me, you know, inspired to do this, or it got me through this situation, or I can relate, I went through the same thing. But writing allows me to kind of push the envelope, like things that I might not necessarily do as an artist, I can give away to somebody else. So I can kind of, like an actress, I can kind of get into character and, you know, do something a little more edgy or more risque than I would do, you know, as an artist. So, you know, and also I love the fact that when I'm writing and I'm in the studio, you know, my hair can be in a scarf. Nobody has to see what I look like. But as an artist, you got to be all glammed up. So it's pros and cons to both. But I would definitely not be able to be an artist if I didn't write, and I wouldn't be a songwriter if I was an artist.
So do you get a lot of support from your family, friends, or are they like, oh, yes, that's my baby?
Yeah, I do. I get phone calls like, you got something on the light bill? You got something? No, I'm just kidding.
That no, but I do. Support.
Yeah. So it's generally me being asked to support them, but no, I'm just kidding. My family is very supportive. They all, like, well, the ones that are not computer savvy, you know, I have to, like, assist them with how to download the album and, like, do a whole tutorial or instructional email. Right, but it's very nice to know, like, people that really know you, they'll tell you the truth. Like, my family will really tell, like, they're the kind of people that'll be like, oh, no, ma'am, that was not it. But they really all, like, love my music, and they've really embraced it. So, you know, they've supported me throughout the years. They come to my shows. They tell their friends to download my album. So,
have you performed in any interesting places?
Yeah, I actually performed on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And it was a very good experience. He's very... like, he's so down to earth, he's so laid back. He came in our dressing room and was just chilling, like, I got to meet Don Cornelius. I performed at Soul Train, and my last name is Cornelius, so I actually had a conversation with him. I was just like, you know, I could be your long lost niece. He was like, yeah, we could actually be related through, like, a plantation in Arkansas. He was telling me all this stuff, and when I finished talking to him, the producers of his show all were looking at me strange, and I'm like, what's up, did I do something wrong? They're like, no, he never talks to anybody. Like, you actually know me and talk to him. Wow. Yeah, we talked for like 30 minutes, and he gave me some
that's
advice.
That's something, though.
Yeah, that he was cool. Really cool.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so I've gotten to do a lot with my music.
So since you've gotten out there more and your notoriety is building, have you had any crazy fan experiences?
She's a star.
I'll take it. I performed during All-Star Weekend when it was here in Atlanta. And when I got off stage, I was kind of like swarmed with fans. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll sign a few autographs, you know, da-da-da. I'm signing. Then it's more and more people starting to come. Eventually, I was there for like 4 or 5 hours. I had to take my shoes off. One of the parents of the kids, like, brought me something to eat. So I got stuck. Like, I was like, help! But I didn't want to say no to anybody. So I literally signed like 500 autographs there.
Wow.
So that was crazy, but it was rewarding too. Yeah.
I know that gets...
You should get a stamp.
Sometimes people get irritated.
Yeah. Just get a stamp.
I actually figured out my new autograph in that moment, because I was like, I can't be writing my whole name. I got to come up with something.
You got to just do one of them two lines. That ain't even your name.
Exactly.
Here you go, kid.
Right.
Now, let me ask you, is there anybody in this industry you'd be like, man, I would love to work with them?
I want to work with the Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
Yeah.
Is there any reason why?
Just because vocally she knows how to deliver on a record. Like, I tell people all the time, just because you can sing doesn't mean you can record. And recording and singing is two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to deliver the emotion that I wish a lot of other artists knew how to deliver on a record.
So a lot of people can't get their emotion to play through the song.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to do that. Yeah.
All right.
It is, but it's really good when they do. Girl, I just got my own business, but I don't know how to get everyone to know about it. What I'm gonna do?
Calling all you rappers and business owners or anyone that's ever wanted to get your music heard or your product to the masses. This is your chance. Hit us up at 678-744-9851 or email us with your request at info@yulradio.com.
Girl, what's that number again?
678-744-9851. And speaking of that and the current state of R&B, what do you think about it right now, like R&B music in general?
I'm actually disappointed that, you know, R&B is such a a foundational genre. Like, a lot of other music was inspired by R&B.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when I hear, you know, or if I see in an interview or an article where bloggers and journalists are talking about, like, hip-hop singer Trey Songz. What is a hip-hop singer? Like, I'm not
familiar with that.
Or that's when they true. Say rapper Chris Brown, which, exactly. you know, that's dope if you have other talents as far as your music is concerned. But it's kind of like the genre is disappearing.
It is. Right. It's blending into
say
pop.
R&B.
Yeah, like, a lot of artists... It's cool if you want to explore other genres. I'm not saying that at all, because me, myself, I want to do other things. But, you know, R&B is it. Like,
rhythm
it's
and
timeless,
blues.
It's classic. It's the foundation for music to
it
me.
Is.
And I appreciate, like, artists like Neo. Now he's at Universal Motown as an executive.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to keep R&B
bring
alive.
That back.
Bring
mm-hmm.
it back.
Mm-hmm.
But there are obviously still a lot of very dope R&B artists. But I feel it's a shame that people were saying Monica's album was too slow. It wasn't
that's
fast enough.
Is.
But Adele sold how many millions?
But I mean, it's rare
down.
And all her songs were slow. So it's like people aren't appreciating.
Well, it's rare that you can turn football. On the radio and hear a slow song like you did back in the day. I mean,
right.
they played
yeah.
Shy right. with a cappella songs on the radio
yeah.
Back in the day.
Daddy. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember
yeah, this
right
one
now.
Right here.
Let me stop.
Like, what y'all know about?
So it was really strange with all the dance music right now out and all the R&B singers seeing dance music that you did hear Adele.
Yeah.
So I do think there's an opportunity for it to come back and
yeah, so
with
I have
music
my
like
R&B
yours.
Hero K-Bond trying to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to bring us to the world of R&B. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you have some great music out here. So what inspires your music, even the writing and also the music itself?
Well, my album title is A Beautiful Mess.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by the idea that, you know, I wanted it to signify loving who you are as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And life and love isn't always pretty, isn't always, you know, peaches and cream. But I felt that my music was inspired by my experiences that I know other people are having,
mm-hmm.
and experiences that people shared with me. So I take elements from a lot of different things. I write a lot when I'm driving. Well, not physically driving.
No texting and driving. I'm not promoting that.
Thank you very much, Torkel with the PSA.
Right, but, you know, I'll just have my voice recorder on and I'll just be coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
Like, I might see a billboard and I'm like, what if it comes up for a song? And I'll just, like, da-da-da-da-da into
forget.
My phone. Right. But I'm just inspired by music. Like, when producers send me good music, that just
mm-hmm.
When I hear music, I see words like floating in the air, and how I put the song together is just grabbing the words out of the air and painting the picture. So,
you know, they said that's how Neo got his name, because they said he looked at music like the Matrix, and they started calling him Neo, and he didn't like the name. He's like, don't call me that, but then it stuck.
Exactly.
But that's how he described
like
it, is that he just
Neo.
Saw
exactly. I'm the one, the other
you
one.
Are the other one.
Now, speaking of crossing over, I know you said you might do some country. Do you like you rap? You do some hip hop?
No, but when my process in the studio is I'll go in with the beat and I'll just hear melodies and like sing them into the mic, and then I'll listen back to the melody and be like, give me a track. I hear some words, and I'll just start freestyling, and that's how I write. Like, I don't really necessarily write
right.
things down.
That's pretty cool.
But I do love hip hop, and there's a hip hop edge to my music. I do love, you know, the hard-hitting beats. I tell producers, don't just send me pretty R&B tracks, because I like contrast. I like
right.
to create an R&B melody over a track that's just straight hard. Like,
right.
somebody could just go
it
in,
sound like
go
that
in.
Be rapping, but then they come, you be like, oh,
exactly.
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like how Mary was when she did What's the 411.
I was
same,
just thinking that.
That same concept. Or Faith's album.
Right. Well, let me ask you one more. Who do you look up to? Who inspires you?
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
I hear that.
Love
yeah.
Oprah.
Michelle Obama.
I hear that.
Powerful, strong women.
Exactly.
Michelle be hooking it up.
I'm inspired by Jill Scott because she kind of like created her own lane. I love that Jill Scott doesn't care what people think. She
right.
just does what she wants. I love that. I'm inspired by a lot of different people.
Original people.
Yeah. People that went against the grain, that said, you know, like Oprah, she was a poor fat girl from Mississippi, and look what she is today. So anybody can be anything. That's just proof, and that's just extra motivation for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, I'd like to thank you for coming in on such short notice.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank the team, looking all serious in the back. Y'all want to get
Ear
on the
Hustling Promotions.
Ear Hustling Promotions. Get at them.
Yes.
Get at them. And definitely keep us in tune in your next shows. Email us, let us know so we can come and I want to see you live.
Oh yeah, it's a show.
You know, yeah, shout them out if you have any upcoming live shows.
Yes, on Saturday, November 3rd,
yeah,
performing for the Love of Music
at the Megaplex
live concert. Yes.
Okay.
Tickets are available at fortheloveofmusicconcert.eventbrite.com, and I'm also performing for the B Magazine No Wire Hangers 3 charity fashion show. And that will be at the DeForest Center on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you follow me on Twitter, or you follow Ear Hustling on Twitter, they'll make sure you know.
There you go, everybody. Okay. Follow at Torica.
All right.
What's up, everybody? Thanks. It's your girl, Torica. And when I'm not jamming to my album, A Beautiful Mess, I'm tuned in to YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyles Radio. Check it out.
The ambassador. Baby, slow down. You're moving way too fast. You keep on rushing me. We will not last. Control everything, that's too bad.
We almost over. We have yet to
step yet to.
Almost in school, used to do. We need time apart.
I need a break. 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 I need a break.
I need a break from you.
Suffocating me, it's hard to breathe. Give me some space, you want too much of me. I don't ever get a chance to miss you. Cause you want a hand in everything I do.
Bored and disinterested in what's being played on the current radio stations these days? Well, if so, I have a solution for you. My name is Anna London, and I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
YULradio.com.
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyles.
YULradio.com.
YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULradio.com.
Yeah. This is Kay Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio. He keeping the ladies happy.
What's up? It's your girl Amber Rose, and no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
You say you love me more, but I feel like something more, and I can't seem to put my finger on it, but whatever it is, boy, I don't like it. You can't
turn into a hit on the cheek.
Hey,
so difficult, so you're impossible to love. I'm missing love, I'm missing love, I'm missing love, all because you don't love me. You don't love me like you used to.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Torica, and you are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YULradio.com.
Yeah, you listen to the smooth productions of the Archangel of Radio, keeping the ladies happy, baby.
And we're back. That was You Don't Love Me Like You Used To.
Yes.
Shout out to my baby mom. You know what I'm talking about? She probably someone playing us now. It's all good,
funny.
Though. We're in the studio. We're having a lot of fun, man. You're a very spunky person. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I like that.
So are you guys. Because sometimes I'll meet radio personalities and I'm like,
yeah.
I thought it was radio personality. Like, yeah, they're kind of dry. Yeah. Like, they're
that'd
like,
be
so hey,
lame.
How are you? How's your album doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We like your music. We're live with Torga. I'm like, what? Is this a joke? Am I being punked?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that sometimes in this entertainment field. Now, you got two shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what shows you're going to perform?
What songs? Yeah, I do. And I'm performing with my live band. They're called The Perfect Mistakes.
What's the live band called?
The Perfect Mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because I love everything is contrast for me. And that was actually the title of my mixtape, The Perfect Mistake, because I redid all rap tracks. I'll make sure you guys have a copy of that too.
Oh, thanks.
Do
that.
But I love live performing. Like, it's...
you better show out too. If I come,
I don't play. I'm kicking my shoes off.
Yeah.
But you know, don't try to sue me because
I hear that.
You ain't gonna get nothing. But anyway, but live performance is what it's all about. Like, it's why you're an artist. Like, it's why you go in the studio and stay in there all night just to make one song. Like,
do you still get nervous?
No, I get. Girl, I told you. Well, we were having. I have to bring in our offline conversation.
Right.
We were talking about turning off the shiny. I told you, the shiny is never turned off, okay? I'm always turned up to the max. So yes, I love performing. I get excited. It's like, let's go. It's like game time. Like, yeah.
You really do seem like you're in love with the art and everything.
I am. Like,
you know, we interview a lot of people. They just don't have like the, you really love it. You can see it in your eyes and your face.
So
but you do this for free.
For free, yes.
Exactly.
I mean, in this business, to some degree, until you get to the level you're trying
you're gonna
to reach,
have to do it for free.
You have to work for free.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to get anywhere. Like,
yeah.
When you're making a name for yourself, people are like, who are you? Why should I pay you?
Right.
Let me see what you're working with. Then mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I see her value. Okay, now I understand. But, you know, now I'm no longer at the point where I'm just working for free.
Nah.
So let's clear that up right away.
Yeah.
For booking me, book at iamtorica.com. I'm going to say, but seriously, you have to have hustle. You really have to love this business because if
some people get so much caught up in the hustle and the business that they do forget the love.
Yeah.
I just sense it from you that
right.
You do love doing what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love to hustle.
Yeah.
So it works like hand in hand for me.
Good, good.
But
now,
yeah, you're right.
What does that leave you as far as time for personal life? Can we get it all up in your business right now?
She better not handle me.
Yes, for the male listeners. What? What? For the male
juggling.
Listeners, are you wifed up or?
Hello, boys. Okay, I'll say this. I'm not single. I'm not married.
It's
but I'm happy.
Oh, good.
As long as you have.
Bam.
That's good. That's
long
good.
As long as you have.
Shiny times one.
And how does one stay happy with such a busy schedule, such a busy life, and you're out there on stages all the time?
Well, whenever I am not working,
mm-hmm.
I'm still working to a degree.
Yes.
But you really have to learn in anything you do, whether you do music, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a radio personality,
mm-hmm.
You have to find balance in your life.
Exactly.
You can't do so much of something that it consumes your whole life. Like, you don't think about anything else because you need a break from
right.
Everything you do. Like, if you work in Publix, if you work at McDonald's, like, everybody needs a break from
right.
Something. So I now learned how to separate personal time from work time. Like, before, I would just be all night on the computer, like, all right, send this music to these DJs, oh my god. But then I wasn't getting the result I wanted because I was too tired to produce in the studio. When I get in the booth,
right.
I'm like,
you're not shiny.
I can't come up with anything. I don't know, I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. Just play it again.
then I was like, okay, now I'm starting to drain myself. Like, I'm overextending myself. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn to, like, really, I had to learn how to do that, though. I didn't know how to do that.
Before, right.
Because I was just trying to learn everywhere. That balance. People are calling me, like, come to the studio. And when you get done with that session, you got to do this interview.
Running.
When you get done with that session, you got to start a show.
Running.
And I'm like, okay, I'll be there. And then it was starting to show in my work, and I could see it. So I was like, hold up.
You got to learn how to say no sometimes.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
You really do.
Now, you've worked with a lot of interesting people in the industry. Do you have, like, any funny stories or?
Who brings?
You don't have to say anyone's name.
No, I can say the story. I've worked with Snoop. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, man.
You know, well, Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
But Snoop is so cool. Like, he's like the uncle with the cookout that turns on the old school, and he's like two-stepping at the grill, like, one hand and, like, you know, a drink in the other. Like, he's really like that. Like, his persona on TV and, you know, in front of the camera is the same.
Right.
He's like, oh, niece, what's up? I need you to, you know, put some on this track. You know what I'm saying? Make me feel something. Like, that's really how he is. So when I first worked with him, I was like, oh, my God, it's Snoop. I don't know what to do. What if I do something? He hates it. He was like, I'm going to let you go in on the track. He was like, I'm going to leave, go upstairs. When you finish, when you come up with the hook, come, you know, come get me. I'll come back down. We were working at Patchwork. So I was in the studio like, oh my God, this has to be like the best hook in the world. Like, I don't know what to do. So I came up with something and I was like, I'm done. Like, you want to come listen? So he listened. He was just like. So as soon as he went in the booth, I was like, yes, he loved it. He just, like, honestly, that song was like one of his best raps that he ever did. But it,
can you sing it for us, the hook?
Dang, I don't even remember. Right off the top of my head. But we did three songs together. So, you know, Snoop is definitely somebody that, you know, he gave me a lot of good advice. He's very cool.
That's a real cool dude.
No, for real.
Like,
seriously.
I met him like once or twice, and he is a real cool dude. Like, I thought he was, you know, I used to work for this company, and I had to pick him up from the airport and bring him to his hotel. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking he liked rap music. So, but he's like, nah, man, put in this Boosie Collins. I was like, you want to ride around the city listening to Boosie? Like,
I ride around the city listening to Boosie Collins.
So old school.
What's going on?
Yeah. What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
Why you have radio.com?
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyles.
YULradio.com. YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULradio.com.
Yeah. So you're so turned up and got a lot of energy. Have you ever thought of, like, acting or going into another field?
Yes, I have. I'm actually about to start taking acting classes.
Oh, I think you'd be great at it.
A lot of people say, like, you know, I'm a natural, but
yeah,
you know, I was kind of awkward before as far as, like,
timing.
You know, I was just having a conversation with someone that trying to do things when you can't see yourself is, until you learn to be comfortable with that, is very awkward. Like, when I'm doing photo shoots, I'm like, does this look right? You know what I'm saying? Because you can't see yourself. But now I know how to, like, work the camera and work angles. So now I feel like I'm ready to.
No, I think you'd be good on a sitcom. Do your Brandy thing, because that would be, you would be, like, good at situation comedy.
You guys, I love you guys.
No, I'm just watching you. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching TV right now.
And I can do like different impressions. I'm a Leo.
She's a Leo.
That's why she's got that fur on.
You know what? We have this sign for
you.
Your
baby mama Leo.
Exactly. This is baby mama issues.
Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius, you know, so we serious about these signs. I'm like, what's I ain't take her as
That's
a
why she's got the fur on today.
Yeah, hair around. You know what I'm saying?
She's got to have her mane.
Them Leos are aggressive. They try to come in and take over the room.
Try. You don't try. I thought about my room sitting outside the door. Nobody leaving until after.
She doesn't have
to. She's not. That's not in her recovery.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Usher over there. Ain't nobody getting in.
You should be a comedian / president.
Well, Ted, we're having a lot of fun in the studio. So, as far as music, what are you working on anything?
Yeah, what can we look for from Torica?
Well, like I said, my album, A Beautiful Mess, it was released on August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can get it on iTunes. You can also get it on Amazon for those of you who do not have Apple products. So I wanted to make it available for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mixtape called A Perfect Mistake, which is available online as well. I've started working on another project, but I haven't titled it yet. I haven't determined if it's going to be an EP, an album, a mixtape, or what. But I really want to work my album a lot more. So I'm not really rushing into a next project, but I'm definitely going to be putting out some videos for some more songs in my album. So yeah, I'm just working, and I'm also working on songs for other artists. Like, I just started working on a project for this young lady named Kendall. She signed to Atlantic Records. So I'm writing some stuff for her, and I'm just working. Yeah.
Okay. It must be fun, like to see somebody that's growing and you give them their first hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for.
I hear that. Yeah.
So what's your biggest priority right now?
My biggest priority is for everybody and their mama, grandmama, baby mama, auntie,
uncle, sisters, mothers
to be downloading my album.
Yes. All right.
That's my biggest priority, because I really feel like what I have is missing from the game.
So right, I was going to say, what can people look for from you? Why would I download your album? Playing Devil's Advocate. You're great, but...
Well, that's a good question. I think that people will find songs that they can relate to. Mm-hmm. They'll find music that speaks to them. Like, I feel like some people's music is made, like, at people. It's not made for people.
Exactly.
Like, people are like, oh, I got this, I got that. I'm so paid. I'm such a... Right. Well, that's not everybody's
life. That's not sincere.
People don't just walk out the door and have a fleet of Maseratis and Bentleys in their driveway. So I write and sing about things.
A lot of people don't.
People really...
You draw them into your music.
...have going on in their life.
Yeah. You know, I always say you can tell the difference. Some people, you may know them, but you can't quote a word of their song.
No, for real.
Some people, you know every lyric. It don't matter if it's 20 years old. You still remember every lyric.
Yep.
And it's like some people, even though they're famous, they're good at what they do. After you hear their song,
you're not
10
quoting
minutes later,
it.
You be like, I can't remember a damn word they just say.
Or you're like, I wish I could stop remembering.
I quote you Anita Baker, Angel
a lot of the
all day.
Right.
You know, I can coach you Anita Baker, but some people's songs, you be like, because they don't really...
They don't feel
not
it. It's not connected. They don't feel it.
You know?
And I appreciate everybody's style and everybody's, you know, contribution to the game, but I feel like, just like I was saying before, everything needs balance. Every song can't be about partying and balling in the club and going out and
what you
making
have.
Money and
And I really
pills
think the game
all
is
this
missing
crazy
that.
Stuff, like,
because they're doing a lot of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, drinking, smoking.
That's
I mean,
what she's
like,
saying. Yeah,
there is a bad
real.
Side to it. You know,
you do get your heart broken
side.
And cry sometimes. Yeah. So you have to have those songs. That's why Adele's song was so successful.
Right.
Because everybody felt like that.
Right. And I really feel like with my album, I think it's synonymous, or a commonality that we all have is emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. We all have emotions, whether it's anger, sadness, happiness, whatever it
Definitely.
Is. We all have that in common. So my music is about emotions, different ranges of them. Happy ones, sad ones, mad ones, angry ones, revenge ones, whatever.
So music is what, your emotional outlet?
Yeah, it is.
So
it
that's
is
how
my therapy,
like,
girl.
You keep the shiny. You don't lose your cool.
Because
you're just like, give me a pen. This guy, so terrible.
Exactly. All that.
You'll be out there writing songs about
Pretty Happy, it was like, ammunition for this album. Oh, yeah. Oh, he thought he could. Oh, okay.
No. Don't love me.
Yeah. Go ahead. Don't love me. Watch what happens. See what happens. That's the Leo coming out. That's aggressive. Let me put it
down. Well, you know, I do like to thank you for coming by today.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? You can lead them Dre Beats if you want to swing. You know, we like to thank you, and we are going to download the, you know, everybody comes in here, we make sure we get the album. We are going to download the album, the mixtape. We are going to be at the show. We're going to be supporting.
Twitter.
You know what I'm saying?
Too.
Yeah, because she is a star. Air Hustle in the building. They're so serious. You know what I'm saying?
They
do it
hustling.
All.
They
do promotions,
they
publish,
everything.
You need security, what you need.
All that.
They're like a concierge service over here. But I'd like to thank you, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right.
I just want to give up so bad, but I can't.
Till the lights go out, till my legs get up, can't check my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high,
perhaps
I'ma rip this shit to my bone, till the lights go out, till my legs get up, can't check my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high, I'ma rip this shit to my bone.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.